with me now. Walk with me now.
Drive on your local radio station. We are ESPN Blacksburg, and a good Thursday afternoon to all of you. My name is Paul Van Wagner. Nathan Brennan is in the other studio taking your calls at 866-961-1430, 866-961-1430. You can also text us. The number is exactly the same.
What's the going on,
Reverend, folks? Sitting across from me. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. You know why I'm all right? Do you know why?
Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to.
Scott Nason.
I won't Scott. Go to myself.
Scott Nason. Scott Nason joining us today. How are you, buddy?
Gentlemen, doing fantastic. Great to be on your show and ready to talk some NFL football. Week 4 and, of course, Eliminator picks.
That is true. We got to do some Eliminator picks. Scott Nason, tonight, big game, Buccaneers at the Bears. We actually get to see the Bears with a real quarterback. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, that real quarterback didn't look real good on Sunday as the Bears lost their first game to the Colts. Nick Foles kind of reminds me of a relief pitcher. He seems like he does his best work when he comes in relief. Now, of course, don't say that with his Super Bowl MVP at ring, but yeah, right. I'm a little worried about the Bears in this one. Tampa Bay looked good as far as, going to 3-1 and Brady throwing 5 touchdowns. I like the Bears in this one. Brady's 5-0 against the Bears in his career. That's one of 5 teams that he's never lost to. Bears having trouble rushing the ball. They don't have a rushing touchdown all year. So I like the Buccaneers. And, of course, Paul, as you know, where are your Buccaneers?
They're under my Bucking headphones, Scott Nason.
Haven't used that one in a
while. That's true. That is true.
Scott, Washington has benched quarterback Dwayne Haskins just 1 year after drafting him 15th overall. They will roll with Kyle Allen. Ron Rivera says the decision is being made because he believes they have a chance to compete in what is a very, very bad NFC East. Do you agree with this decision?
I don't know. I think it might be a little too early to pull the plug on Haskins. I mean, you look at his numbers last week. I think he threw for almost 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. I think he got in Ron Rivera's doghouse somehow, and I don't know what the particulars are of that, so I don't know much about Allen, but again, you win one game in that division, you leap into first place. Just look at Philadelphia, what they did winning their first game. I still like the Rams in this one. I think the Rams are a nice story this year. Not a lot of people are talking about them, but they still have a lot of weapons on offense. Jared Goff looks like he's back after maybe a subpar for him last season. I still like the Rams in this one, but hey, the Skins will probably just be a game out of first place no matter what happens.
Well, Scott, Pat Mahomes is 10-0 in his career in September with 32 touchdowns and no interceptions. He gets a little bit more human in October, and he's got to take on the Raiders this week. What are your thoughts?
Well, again, kind of like Brady with the Bears, Mahomes does very well against the Raiders. He's 4-0 in his career. I like the Chiefs in this one big time. Raiders kind of got brought back to earth last week after losing a game at home to Buffalo. And again, even a subhuman or a subpar Pat Mahomes in October compared to September is better than about anybody else. I like Kansas City in a big way in this one.
That's fair.
Scott, now looking at Baltimore right now, kind of a slow game for the Ravens against Washington last week. They looked a little bit hungover in a sense after their loss to Kansas City. That being said, they're still the Ravens. They still won by a couple scores. They have Cincinnati this week. Do you expect this to be more of a blowout with the Ravens getting back on their feet or following Joe Burrow's first win? Do you think you can compete in this one?
I think they can compete. I think it's going to be closer maybe than people think it will be, but I still like the Ravens in this one. I mean, you look at what Jackson has done against the Bengals in 3 career starts. He's rushed for almost 350 yards and two touchdowns. And not many people know this, but he's actually younger than Joe Burrow. But, you know, Cincinnati's a team to watch out for. I mean, they're going to sneak out a few wins this season, but I don't think it's this week. I like Baltimore.
Scott, an interesting, I guess, thing happening in the NFL. The 4-0 Bills are supposed to play the 3-0 Titans this week, but because of COVID-19 and getting together and having a little COVID-19 practice session, if you will, the Titans may not be able to play this game. What do you think the NFL needs to do in regards to how they handle this game?
I think the NFL should punish Tennessee and try to nip this in the bud, much like what Major League Baseball did when you had a couple teams early not follow the proper guidelines. You saw the Cardinals and the Marlins, and they just said, you know what, St. Louis, you're not playing for a while. Mm-hmm. I think the NFL has to take it one step further because, you know, they're not in a bubble, and Buffalo, they're getting punished for doing everything right. They haven't done anything wrong.
Right.
They're supposed to play Thursday night next week, I believe, against Kansas City. So if I'm the NFL and I'm looking at what Tennessee did with a bunch of idiots, and I'll just say it, idiots, mm-hmm. getting together after they were told not to, and what, 20-plus cases, I would not only forfeit that game, I would start threatening draft picks, because that's about the only way you're going to get some of these teams maybe to say, whoa, wait a minute, the NFL's serious about it, because right now the NFL hasn't really made it too difficult for these teams that aren't doing the right thing.
Right.
Tennessee, I think they should forfeit this game, and I think they should forfeit a draft pick, maybe not this time, but if it happens again. Mm.
Scott, the Texans get rid of Bill O'Brien after an 0-4 start. O'Brien won 4 division titles in 5 years, apparently not cut out for that general manager/head coach role like his mentor Bill Belichick was. They face the Jaguars at home on Sunday. With Romeo Crennel at the helm, do you think the Texans can pick up win number one?
I think they got to. I mean, this is not that bad of a team. You still have Deshaun Watson, and you still have a lot of offensive weapons. And Jacksonville, again, you got Gardner Minshew, and who else you got on that team right now? You know, you got a pretty good running back in Robinson, but, you know, a lot of pressure in Houston, unlike what we see in Detroit, where, you know, a 1-3, 0-4 start, basically nothing gets done. Texans put a lot of money into that team. They made some questionable moves. I don't know how you lose DeAndre Hopkins and for what they got. All that being said, I still like the Texans to get their first win. It's going to be close, but I think they sneak one out.
Scott, the Eagles and the Steelers are scheduled to play this week. The Eagles are struggling 1-2-1. That's good enough for them to be top of the NFC East. The Steelers, on the other hand, with Big Ben, look like they might be legitimate at 3-0. What say you?
We'll see in this game. Steelers haven't started 4-0 since 1979, so it's been a while for them. They haven't really played anybody yet as far as their first three teams that they've beaten. Of course, they were supposed to play Tennessee last week. That game's been bumped a couple weeks. Being that it's at home, and Carson Wentz, I'm still not sold on him. He's the 29th ranked quarterback right now. He's throwing the most interceptions, and he's taking the most sacks, and he's going to take on a very good pass rush in Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh in this one.
Big game for the Indianapolis Colts taking on the Cleveland Browns. Both teams 3-1.
Let's go, Brownies.
The Browns will be without Nick Chubb. Nathan's standing on the sidelines here. Is Darius Leonard going to play? Question mark. Darius Leonard, the big-time middle linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts, is questionable. This game could have playoff implications in the AFC. Who do you think comes out on top?
This is my favorite game of the week. I love the Browns and what they're doing. Obviously, losing Chubb is going to hurt them, but you got Kareem Hunt, so it's not exactly, you're not losing too much. You don't maybe have that two-headed attack that you've seen. And Odell Beckham Jr., you know, he's finally getting involved in the offense in that monster game against Dallas. You know, Indianapolis Colts kind of quietly 3-1 after losing their first game. They looked good enough against Chicago, but I got to go with Cleveland right now. I think that team has got something going. They're looking to start 4-1 since Bill Belichick coached them way back in 1994. Give me the Brownies. I love their uniforms. I don't care what anybody says.
Nathan Brennan now officially is not coming to your wedding. He's mad at you.
been wrong before, Nathan.
That's true. Okay, so here you go. Now, here's one for you, Scott. Stick with me here, because you may question what I'm about to tell you. The 2-2 Carolina Panthers are going to take on the 0-4 Atlanta Falcons. That has to be a typo, isn't it?
It is not a typo. Atlanta just can't seem to get anything going this year. You know, they've had those two, you know, just bad endings, I guess, for lack of a better term, and then taking on a very good Green Bay team. They're looking to avoid their first 0-5 start since 1997. So a lot of these, you know, streaks and starts are going back a ways. And the Panthers don't seem to be missing Christian McCaffrey too much. They're actually 2-0 since he went out. Teddy Bridgewater looked very good last week in three straight games. He's completed 70% of his passes. No Panthers quarterback has ever completed 70% of his passes in four straight games. That being said, again, I think Atlanta's better than their 0-4 record. And I think they get it done. Houston, Atlanta, both get their first victories this week.
Wow. Wow. I like it.
Going out on a limb.
Man, holy cow. Are you willing to put that on an eliminator pick?
No.
Okay, that's fair.
I am not.
The Dolphins are currently 1-3. The 49ers are 2-2, but they're playing with all backups, basically. Are the Dolphins good enough to win this game?
This is a close one here, I think. I mean, the Dolphins 1-3, you know, played Seattle tough for a while. San Francisco, you know, if Jimmy Garoppolo isn't starting for them, they have struggled. They're 4-11, without him since 2017. Ryan Fitzpatrick, I still love watching him play, although I'm a Tua fan.
Oh.
I hope he gets in the lineup somehow. I like the 49ers. I think it's going to be close just because they're at home, defense banged up, but I think they just have enough to get it over the finish line and earn the victory.
America's game of the week, Scott. Are you ready for the 0-4 Giants and the 1-3 Cowboys?
Good God.
Let's tear the house down, baby. Come on.
Well, you got a very impotent offense in the New York Giants against a very impotent defense in the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, this defense can't stop anything. They couldn't stop, I don't know what, but they can't seem to stop it. So, you know, Dallas offense looks good. Cowboys have won six straight against the Giants. And the return of Jason Garrett, I know the Dallas fans will be thrilled to see him back. Of course, the Giants offensive coordinator, they seem to put a lot of fans in that stadium. So I like the Cowboys in this one. I think they have too much offense. I think the defense will be good enough. And, you know, Daniel Jones, boy, I don't know how you put Haskins on the bench and not put Jones on the bench at this point. Give me the Cowboys.
The Patriots, without Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore, taking on the Broncos at 4:25 p.m. Eastern. Can the Patriots still snag a win over the lowly Broncos with either Jarrett Stidham or Brian Hoyer at the helm?
Or Scott Nason.
Well, my boy Brian Hoyer, of course, a Michigan State grad, always got to support those guys.
He's a bum.
You know, Patriots, what they do, well, he's no Cam Newton, that's for sure, but what the Patriots do on short rest is win. They've actually won 10 straight games and outscoring their opponents by a bunch since 2001. A short rest game, meaning a Monday night game going into a Sunday game. They're 33-8, and you know the Broncos. They got to win at New York or New Jersey, I should say, but against the New York Jets last week. I don't like their chances here. Give me New England, even if they have a couple COVID positive people out. I still like New England.
No Cam Newton. He's not even a Fig Newton, for crying out loud. Scott, the 4-0 Seahawks are going to be hosting the 1-3 Vikings on Sunday night. In related news, let's go ahead and just make this an eliminator pick.
It's what I'm thinking of, Paul, because of a couple things. One, Seattle looks very good, and Russell Wilson is playing as good as he's played since he started out in Seattle. He's also 6-0 against the Vikings, and whenever Seattle plays a prime-time game in Seattle, I don't pick against them, and I'm not going to pick against them this week. Yeah, Minnesota got a win last week, but Kirk Cousins, not so prime-time, 7-15 in prime-time games, while Russell Wilson, 26-7-1. I like Seattle.
All right, Scott, last one. We got the Monday night contest. Just announced Justin Herbert will be the starter for the Chargers moving forward. In related news, Jeremy Counts is throwing things at the wall at Main Street Pharmacy. He thinks that Tyrod got screwed again. He's probably not wrong. Saints 2-2, they look much better than they did at the beginning of the season. Who you got?
Well, you look at what Herbert's done since he's been in there. Yeah, they don't have as many wins, but I think he's looked very good for the Chargers, you know, kind of slaying it with Brady last week. Another quarterback the Lions could have drafted instead of the worst-rated quarterback that they drafted in the NFL. By the way, Paul,
easy.
The bye week favored by 3 over the Lions on Sunday.
Getting
back to this game.
Yeah, I got the bye week also winning this week.
Exactly. Obviously, you know, they didn't even know they were going to play until about 2 a.m. on Sunday, and they go up there and beat Detroit, which isn't a great accomplishment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Breeze looked a little better. I don't know what Thomas's status is for Monday night. Is that game going to be in New Orleans? Because the Hurricanes are going to be in Los Angeles. Is it going to be in Sault Ste. Marie? I don't know.
Wow.
I like the Saints in this one.
All right, so let's get to the eliminator picks, gentlemen. Nobody except for my wife lost last week, and she was trying to. She picked Washington. She's got the Bengals this week. Seems pretty safe that she'll go 0-5 on this thing. Nathan Brennan, the only person worse than my wife the only person that can compete with my wife for the worst record is you and Trey Lyle. You both have 2 losses. Nathan Brennan, get us started. Who's your eliminator pick?
After recent events, this might be dumb, but it's the Giants, so I'll take the Cowboys. Don't know if there's another time I'll ever take them.
Yeah, I'm going with the same as Nathan.
Really?
As Spotty said, because
really?
Spotty picked the Cowboys as well. It's kind of just another example of the hungry dog runs faster kind of deal. And, I mean, the Cowboys are a much more talented team than the Giants. I just don't see Daniel Jones and without Saquon Barkley and that depleted offensive line being able to hang one on Dallas. Dallas can score. They just can't play defense.
That's fair. Scott Nason, I'm going to go ahead and take the Pats. Even though there is questions about the quarterback position, I just feel like they're still a better team, and I need to save some teams. I'm confident, but I'm not overly confident with my pick, Scott. I'm going to take the Pats. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the rest of the group there. I want to pick Seattle, but I want to save them because I think they're a better team than the team I'm picking. But I'm going to continue my picking against the New York teams. It's worked so far. Give me how about them Cowboys?
All right.
The Cowboys on Sunday.
Now, just out of curiosity, Scott, bigger dumpster fire, the Houston Texans right now or the Detroit Lions?
Well, I think the Detroit Lions because, you know, there's I think with the Texans, at least you got a quarterback that you have faith in and such. But, boy, Detroit, they just continue to disappoint a much beleaguered and beaten-up fan base. We're stuck with Quinn Tricia and our general manager and coach. The Ford family doesn't do anything. They don't even say anything, and it's been that way for 60 years. So I say Detroit's in worse shape because, heck, at least Houston makes the playoff.
That's fair. That's fair. Scott, where can our listeners get more great sports content from you and the rest of your posse?
You can go to the website, thegamesportshow.com, also the podcast site, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. We had our first show back on the radio Monday night. Lots of other sports content of a local, regional, and national perspective.
Any babies in the future?
We're getting a lot of ballots in, but
okay.
So far the results have not come back.
All right.
We're waiting for all the results to be tabulated here in the next week or so.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Oh, you know I will.
Scott Nason, we appreciate him joining us every week here on The Drive.
ESPN Blacksburg.
Excuse me, what do you say?
93.1, 810, 97.1, and online at ESPNBlacksburg.com.